Thank you. Well, the OMVS is the Organization for the Promotion of the Senegal River. We're an active member in organizing this forum. The forum is good news for Senegal. It is the first forum being held in sub-Saharan Africa. It is an African forum, but we would like to invite everyone to go to our land and witness firsthand Senegalese know-how. So as you saw in the last presentation, we have four themes for this forum. And we're very much involved in the cooperation theme, international cooperation specifically, because it's what we're interested in mainly in the OMVS. We will also be looking at the background of cooperation. And we see that there are 310 river basins that cover two-thirds of the surface of the continent, 40% of the population, and 15% of the countries in the entire world depend on 50% of our water resources in transboundary water. So that gives you a glimpse of the overall theme. And here we have a few graphs of the transborder water. Can look at the Senegal River Basin in Nigeria and in the Gambia. We also want to share experiences that we have had in our country and neighboring ones in Africa. So transporting water management is a theme that has started to gain ground in the consciousness of the scientific community, of people working in technology and sociologists. Everyone has an increased interest in transboundary cooperation. We talked about this in Kyoto in 2003. It was broached again in Mexico in 2006. And now it is a part of SDG 6.5. So we can see how this idea has gained importance. So on the preparation for the kickoff meeting, well, in the OMVS, we drafted a memorandum of understanding between the Republic of Senegal, which actually was signed during the kickoff meeting. And here you've seen the picture of the Senegalese water minister and the high commissioner of the OMVS, each holding a copy of the agreement. We also drafted a concept note. And from the concept note, we arrived at these sub-themes, and you find them on the square on the bottom left. And hopefully, we will be able to consider these as achieved gains by any other forum. We also working with the International Organization of River, Water, Basin, and UNICEF. They're all working with us. So here you have the outcome of the kickoff meeting that was mentioned a moment ago by the director. Part of it was launching the World Water Forum. And here on the slide, we have the results of the kickoff meeting. On the right, you see how cooperation was fully embraced by all the participants at the kickoff meeting. And the expected results are on the right, as I said, which means we want to have a full awareness of the use of water resources. We want to know more about cooperation, exchanging data. We want to learn more about financing common projects. We will speak about governance. We don't have much time, so I won't read all the items, and I'll skip up to the next slide. Then here we have a list of activities that have been carried out since the kickoff meeting. They include promote transboundary cooperation and promote the water convention so as to increase the number of states that join it. There was also a statement made at the RIAB General Conference in Stockholm. And then what we hope in the future is on the right, and what we hope to have further cooperation with our partners in Asia. We also want to promote the forum and the water convention, and that will be for the COP25 in Chile. We want to have further meetings with UNICEF, and well, I'll stop here. I think that's everything I wanted to say. If you have any questions, I'm here. Thank you.